One of the things I wanted to mention, because talking about the imagery itself and its meaningfulness, I think a lot of people tend to overemphasize. It's like saying, if I eat vegetables, you know, my disease will go away. It isn't just the act. It's also a lifestyle. And I think peace of mind is an enormous part of the getting well, the live message. I think to have a life that's total torment and say, I will do imagery four times a day and that'll make me well, it may help. I mean, I'm sure it will help, but I don't think it can totally reverse a life where you get up every morning saying, I don't like my life or what I have to do today. You have to put both things together. The imagery may help you find your life. But years ago, I was impressed with it from the standpoint of what I found at a very deep level. And you know how many of you experience the tears that run down just as you start to do the imagery. It really is that trapdoor opening saying, it's okay to let the feelings out. It's all right to be aware of what's happening at a deeper layer. I know that the music itself also has a meditative tranquilizing effect. If you read things like Super Learning, you understand that slow Baroque music will put you in a meditative state. As a matter of fact, work done at Yale has shown that apple spice odor will put you in a meditative state if you follow the EEG. Now, any good real estate agent has known that for years. Because if you want to sell an awful house, you put vanilla on the light bulbs and, you know, odors in the house. And everybody comes in and says, oh, what a lovely house. It smells so good here. You know, it reminds me of my childhood. So surround yourself with those things that will help you relax and feel good. And I've thought really very strongly of getting that odor when they make it. They're going to manufacture it. And spray it around the operating room. And if you wheeled in and smelled apple cinnamon, you'd feel safe there. And what that does to you. So when I talk about meditation or imagery, I'm also saying you don't have to spend 2 hours. You may say, gee, if I used an imagery every time, and each one is 15 or 20 minutes, that's a lot of time in my day. Some people have the time and feel the need. But you might take extra time morning and evening, and during the day, episodes for prayer, for quiet music, but interrupt the day. That's part of how do you handle the stress. This is one of the things on the list. So every few hours, you have a quiet time. If you're in a building, in your office, shut the door. Put a sign on it, in the hospital too. Go to the chapel, but go somewhere to have this nice little space. At home too, I'd say have the same little corner, shut the door, let the family know. You'd be amazed when they see how nicely it affects you. The next thing you know, the whole family's meditating with you, including the kids. In many workshops I've done with infants and babies here, who are making all kinds of a fuss until you put on the music, start the meditation, and then they're quiet for the whole thing. And when you're done, then they sort of wake up and make noise again. But you can tell the effect it's having on them. Do mind and body communicate? Yeah. Did Carl Jung interpret a dream 50 years ago, make a physical diagnosis? Yes. Was Milton Erickson aware of mind-body behavior and awareness under anesthesia? Sure. So take this with you wherever you go, for chemotherapy, radiation therapy, into the operating room. Quiet your body. You don't want your body going 150 miles an hour when you're getting some therapy that may have side effects, because it's going to get disseminated more rapidly through your body. And so the imagery can be, go to my disease, treat it. Whether it's an antibiotic, chemotherapy, or radiation, direct it, tell it, because you do affect blood flow with your images and communication with your body. And if you talk to your body, it will listen. You know, it's the patients who have had simple instructions the night before surgery to move the blood away have had half as much blood loss as those who weren't given those instructions. Also, as I mentioned, use, just like the odor, use your visual side, your tactile side, your auditory side, your olfactory. When you see that flower, don't forget to smell it, touch it, and use all your senses in the imagery, because it'll make it more powerful for you. And if somebody comes in who's a musician, then listen a lot. They may have trouble visualizing. Why do I say that? So you're not done and then say, well, I get an F in visualization today. I couldn't see my flower. F stands for feedback, not failure. Okay? You can't be a failure. And tell that to your kids, too, when they come home with an F. It'll redirect their lives. I think those are probably the key things that relate to the imagery. The other, just to balance, that we mentioned about the Quaker, you don't have to be a killer to get well. I think it's important to animate your immune system because those patients who say things like, I've got a vacuum cleaner cleaning up my disease, may not stimulate their immune system as much as those who have, say, the seven dwarfs doing it. Now, nothing's 100% because the boy on, the Fight for Your Life tape, Gary Porter, his visualization was a rocket ship. See, but then it would be who's guiding the rocket ship and what's going on there. So do what feels right for you. You don't have to have German Shepherds running around in your body to get over your disease. You can have fish, or one child had her cat eating cat food. It can be a comfortable symbol. All right. And if you then write it down or draw it, you have something to work with constructively. Okay, can we have a little traveling music? One last thing I might mention, for those people dealing with things like multiple sclerosis, diabetes, lupus, sometimes you're attacking your body. And I'd say then the imagery would be the opposite in a sense, would be to stop the attack, repair, whether you're insulating wires or rebuilding, or one gentleman saw his pancreas as a factory, got it to produce more insulin. So there's a lot of ways of working with it. If you're working with, say, a virus or a bacteria or a cancer, yes, you may want an eliminate or attack approach. With the other, you may want a healing, rebuilding approach. And feeling good, the body knows what to do.
Just relax. Take a few deep breaths while we're waiting for the music. And can you hear me all right around the room if I speak softly? Okay? All right. Just some nice deep breaths. Just breathe in peace. Breathe in life. Breathe in oxygen and energy. And let your eyes close gently when you're ready. And just take some nice deep breaths of life. Just feel your chest rise and then settle down. And as you breathe out problems, conflicts, and just think of a word if it'll help, like peace or relax with each breath. Sometimes moving a strainer down through your body and cleaning out all the difficult problems, physical or emotional, and just sweep it down through your body a few times to cleanse yourself. Physically and psychologically. And then let the neck muscles relax and the jaw muscles and the shoulder muscles. And just let a wave of peace move down through your body. You might give it a color if you like and just let it move down and bathe your body. Then I would like you to remember something for me. I'd like you to go back to school. Sitting in a classroom, desk in front of you, teacher at the blackboard, a board filled with writing and information and spelling and numbers. And then the teacher takes a big sponge, dips it in warm water, wrings it out, and washes the blackboard clean. And now the slate is shiny and black. And I'd like you to wipe the blackboard of your mind clean. Clean the slate. From this moment on, you're open and ready for new learning, new information, new projects. We're going to add some things together that can change you, come up with the right answers. And so cleanse that blackboard of your mind and be ready for your inner teacher. And with the slate clean, let's go to the middle of nowhere, to your corner of the universe. This is a special place that we're going to create together, because my voice is going with you. With its vivid colors, its textures, its aromas, and sounds. And take yourself there and see how you feel as you enter your corner of the universe, way off in the middle of nowhere. And take a moment once you arrive to find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. And now take time to help make yourself well. If there is any disease or problem present within your life or body, take a moment now to help heal with your treatment and your immune system, and eliminate any disease. And just open yourself to light and love. And take a moment now to help make yourself well. And you will hear sounds in the room that let you know you're safe and surrounded by others. And once you have done that, I'm going to ask you to build a bridge from your corner of the universe to ours. Because it's time to begin your journey and find your path. And so build a bridge from your corner of the universe to ours that will connect with a path that will lead through fields and meadows and cities and mountains and lakes and rivers. It's a long journey. But first you've got to make a connection and build a bridge that will make that connection. And as you build your bridge, be aware of what kind of a connection you're making. How wide, how long, how strong. What kind of a connection do you have with the universe? Something that may change with time, but look at it now and what you may learn from it. Then dress yourself for the journey. And look at the texture and the weave and the fabric of your life that you dress yourself with. How prepared are you for the journey? Because as you come across the bridge, you will meet all of the people in your life. Family members, friends, co-workers, problems. They're all there. And meet them. And share with them. Touch them. See what they feel. What they have to say. And allow the feelings, all of which are all right, to come up. And spend time as you begin your journey with all of those people. Done, you may follow my voice again. But remember, you can stay and catch up if you need to later. And let's start the journey on your path. You'll feel the soft earth beneath your feet as you step out in your path and walk down the path. Wherever it divides, you'll know the right path for you by how it feels. Sometimes the left will be right. But as you move down the path, the first thing you may see is an old house off to the side. And I'd like you to go into that house, because somewhere in the house there's a lovely old chest that I'd like you to find for the message that lies within it, or gift. It may be on the first floor, it may be up in the attic or basement, but walk through. It's important you know where it is. And when you find the chest, your chest, you'll know it and open it. Be aware as you open it of what it's like inside. Dusty, unopened before, or a place it's been looked into many times. And then look down into your chest. Be aware of what you feel as you go inside your own chest, because it's a message from your heart that lies in your chest. And it's important to know what your heart wants to tell you. And so find it and be open to it. To come out and become part of you and to be accepted by you. And all feelings are appropriate. Then make the gift or message a part of you and come out into the sunlight. And as you look around in front of the house, find a place to plant a seed. A place that could use a blossom or a flower. And dig down in the earth. Plant the seed. Cover it gently. and then become that seed. And put down your roots and grow towards the light, knowing which way to go for the light. Push the obstacles out of the way and reach out with your limbs for the sunlight. And then grow and bloom. Become the unique, beautiful blossom that you are, with velvety petals, a lovely aroma, beautiful color. Grow and bloom. And be aware also of who is willing to come by and tend the garden. Is it only you who can tend this blossom? Are there others willing to help you to grow and bloom? To prune sometimes? To fertilize? To nourish? To be tender? Or do they only want to pick the blossom? Because the flower is you, and make it part of you. And then come back to the path, and we'll walk a little further on your journey, over a mountain, next to a stream, places that we will come back to explore. But right now, find a comfortable place for yourself. And stretch out there. And allow yourself to become small enough to enter your own body. And I want you to go through your body, opening every cell to light and love. To harmonize the organs that lie within you. To allow your body to be totally illuminated and loved. Watch the disease just fade away in the intense light. It will dry and just be burned up. And when you are illuminated, walk through the corridors of your mind. Open the doors to make the changes that need to occur in immune system, emotions, blood pressure, hormone secretions, whatever changes needed to be made. Clear off the shelves of old junk and bring time and space for new information. And when the valves and the switches are turned, take a look at what you've created. Step in front of a mirror and look at yourself. And look out of the mirror at yourself. And then allow the images to come together, to embrace each other. And become one with each other. And then let that new one, that new self, come back to the room. Back to your breathing. Back to the sounds. Back to the chair. And allow yourself with each breath to feel a little lighter. A little more awake. A little more peacefully alert. Until when you're ready to allow yourself, the new self, to return to the room and let the eye open and reappear when you're ready. Okay, take a few deep breaths. And just put down anything you're holding or find a comfortable position for your body.
you feel like lying on the floor, that's fine. And just take some nice deep breaths. And breathe in life. And breathe out all the thoughts and fears and worries of the past hours. And when you're ready, just look up and let your eyes close gently. And let a wave of peace move down through your body. Just like a strainer cleansing your body of all problems, diseases, aches, pains. Just wash them away. And let the tension go from all the muscles. Prayer and allow yourself to settle down. And remember that blackboard and the teacher. Well, let's clean the blackboard of our minds and be ready for some new lessons. Once more, we'll go to the middle of nowhere, to your corner of the universe, that special place where you're totally safe. It's yours. And remember the vivid colors, and see how you feel as you arrive there, as well as any sounds or aromas that you associate with it. And find your safe, quiet little nest. And just stop and rest there for a moment. And take the time to just fill your body with light and love. And energize it for your journey. And just watch the healing occur as you take this time for yourself. When you feel ready, you may follow my voice again. And we'll walk towards the bridge that you built to connect with the universe and your path. And see if the bridge is any different each time you experience it. Does it reflect a change in you? And cross the bridge and start on your journey. If some of your family and friends are there, share with them as you begin. Once more aware of the fabric and the texture and the weave of your life that protects you on your path. And each step down the path will make you feel more relaxed and more at peace. And there'll be a large billboard next to the path that's empty. And I'd like you to fill it with a message for those who will follow after you on this path. You may paint a sign or a drawing or some message for those who come after. And when you've completed that, come back on your path again. And ahead of you, you'll see a lovely lake. And I'd like you to walk over to the shore of the lake and slip your things off and enter the warm waters. They're healing mineral waters. And just bathe your body in the waters and wash away all the sins, all the disease, all the problems. Just let them wash off. And then go below the surface to completely bathe your body and to be aware of what lies beneath the surface that you may not have felt or been aware of. And look down into the depths and see what may be there for you. What message? What gift? What object? What feeling lies below the surface? And reach down for it so that you can be aware of it for yourself. Find it, bring it back up to the surface, and make it a part of your knowledge. And come to shore. And dry off in the sunlight, and dress again. And let us start on our journey once more. And coming down the path, you'll see a child coming towards you. And as the child comes closer, it will be you as a child. And embrace the child. And give the child what it needs. And then go with the child to play as a child. To a playground. To a park, to a field, but be a child for a few moments and just enjoy yourself. Be free. In the 50s or 60s. And I want you to push to go down and back from the 60s to the 50s to the 40s to the 30s. Go back to a year that is significant to you, a year you'd like to re-experience and relive. For whatever reason necessary. And stop the elevator at that year and get out. out into the familiar aromas and people and textures and sounds, and spend the time there to complete or re-experience something from your past that you would like to resolve or relive. You to look around at the gulls and how effortlessly they glide and fly above, allowing nature to sustain and support them. And I'd like to teach you to fly, to take several steps and release a bowling ball is easy to learn, and flying is like that. You take several steps and just let go and rise up. Don't try to hold on to your world and to the problems of the world. Let go of the ball. Let it sink beneath the surface. Let nature handle the toxins and wash them away. And let problems roll off your shoulders and rise up above it all. And allow yourself to be sustained by the love and the support that exists for you. And fly above and rise above. And take a moment to be free and above it all. Energy and the sun's energy just enter your body. Just allow them to penetrate every cell as you open the cells and let in the love and the energy. And fill your body with light and love. And let it extend out to everyone in the room. And everyone you love. And let our love touch you, and your love touch us. And receive back in your body some of our love as we receive yours. And store that light and that energy somewhere, so that it will be available to you in times of need in the future. We will be with you, and you will be with us. And when you have stored that safely inside yourself, just allow yourself, your new self, to come back to the room, to the music, to the voice, and finally, to an awareness of the new you. And when your eye opens, you will be a new I. I don't know what tapes we have outside, but the music is by Daniel Kobialka. He has a whole host of 8 or 10 different classical pieces that he's rearranged that I find very helpful, especially in the operating room and other places. It's just a quiet environment. And if you use the same music, find something that's comfortable for you. Even putting it on will affect you. You know, it's like the odor, because it reminds you of so many experiences you've had. Okay, take a few deep breaths again. Just breathe in oxygen. Breathe in life. Breathe in peace. And just allow yourself to relax. Every time your chest settles down, you'll settle down. And breathe out all the problems, conflicts, difficulties in your life, and just fill up a balloon and let it go. And just allow the muscles to become soft and warm and relaxed. Clear the screen and prepare yourself for new visions. Erase the blackboard. Just go through your mind, scrubbing out all the folds and corners. Clear it and cleanse it. And if you like sweeping that strainer through to clean it out, just do that too. Until your body is clean, pure and receptive, like a pitcher ready to be filled with new energy and new experience. And once more on that empty screen, let's put your special place, your corner of the universe. By now it should feel safe and familiar, and you should know how it smells and feels as you walk there, and what it looks like. But there still may be some corners that you haven't explored, so walk about. And if you find a new, safe nest, curl up and take a moment to nurture yourself and heal yourself. Allow the energy to be there for you. Then get up across the bridge. And how does it feel to cross that bridge? How does it feel coming out of your safe nest and into the world and on your journey? Because as you start, there'll be a large mountain with a tunnel through it. I want you to enter that dark tunnel, but realize you can see a small light at the other end, where it comes out on the other side of the mountain. Find your way through the dark. Do you know your way? Do you bump the walls? How does it feel to make your way through that dark passage? And to keep your eyes on that light that grows bigger as you move towards it. As you get closer, you'll hear voices of friends and family members, co-workers, familiar voices. And the light will get brighter, and finally, you'll make it out of that dark tunnel. And you'll see ahead of you all of those people sitting in an outdoor theater waiting for you. They're waiting for you to share your experience with them. And so, go backstage and decide. Do you need makeup? Do you need a costume? What kind of presentation do you want to make to everyone? And go out on the stage and appear as you want to appear. And let them know what you have inside of you by acting, performing, speaking, singing, doing, dancing. It's your show. You're the director of the show. You're the actor. You're the whole show. So live it and do it for them as an audience, but it's your performance. Into the distance and seeing a very bright yellowish white light like the sun at noon. And watch the light, because coming out of the light you may see someone coming towards you, coming down the path towards you. And as you watch, seeing that person more and more clearly until they finally come close enough to you that you can reach out and be touched by your inner guide and sit down alongside the path on the lawn, on a bench where you're comfortable, and talk to your inner guide and ask your guide for information and help in any choices that you have confronting you. And if a guide did not appear out of the light, just turn and look at your shadow and talk to your shadow. Talk to the darkness. See what's in there that you can learn from. And take a moment to learn and to be open. To let the light in and become enlightened. That your guide is always available in times of trouble or when choices need to be made. And at this time, leave your guide and turn on your path again. And once more, find a quiet, comfortable place to stretch out. And move through your body, making the repairs that you'd like to have occur. Opening every cell to light and love. Harmonizing the organs. Repairing, rebuilding. Creating a new self. And accepting yourself and embracing yourself and being one with yourself and then let that one self come back to the music, to the room, to the pressures against your body that you're feeling, and when you're ready, yourself, open your eyes to feel at peace, but yet alert and aware when you're ready.
Take a nice deep breath. And just let out all the feelings. Hang on to the good ones, but let the others go. And just settle down. And let's just think about all the things that would help us feel good. And breathe them in. And anything inside that's bothering you, put into that balloon and let it go. For some, it may be a pretty big balloon, but it'll rise up and away. And remember as a kid, watching those helium-filled balloons just disappear when the string slipped out of your hand. But now it's okay to open your hand and let go of a lot of things that may be causing you trouble. And just breathe in the energy and the life and the peace that are available. And let that wave move down through your body, bringing you peace. Gently cleanse your mind, clear the slate, empty the shelves, make room for new material. And once again, let's take a trip to your safe place, wherever it may be in the universe. It's your special place. You can curl up there for a moment to feel safe and absorb the love and energy and light out of there. And prepare yourself for your journey. Strengthen, repair, rebuild, whatever needs to be done. And then arise and go forth. Like the little chick popping out of an egg. Like the time you learned to ride a bike. Or think back to when you first learned to walk. If you weren't capable of change and learning, you would never have walked at all. You fell, you got up again, and you learned. It was worth a few bruises. And so start on your path. Cross the bridge. Don't be afraid. You will learn how to walk, how to ride, how to fly when you need to. And watch the path. It may divide once, it may divide many times. But step out on your path. It's as if there was fresh snow on the ground. You are creating footprints for the first time, making your path, and just know where to step. There's solid earth beneath to support you. And the path will climb a mountain, and you're to follow it. There are many obstructions that occur in a path. But the tools are there and the people are there to help you get to the top. And so climb and learn what you're like. How do you climb? What do you use? Do you ask for help? How do you manage to overcome obstacles? And learn from yourself and watch yourself reach the top. Pencil that are in that gondola, all of the problems and conflicts in your life that you'd like to be free of. And release them. Just throw them out there into orbit. Let the universe handle it. And sail on. And what's so wonderful about being in a balloon is the breeze carries you so you don't feel a breeze. You're weightless. Free of sensation, free of troubles, just suspended and floating, held up and supported, and enjoy that feeling.
down, down,
and touch down near your path, and climb out carefully. You'll notice once more you need that elevator with a glass enclosure. Step into it. This time we're going up and forward. I'd like you to go into the future, to a number that's above your number. A year, 5, 10, go to the 30s or 40s or 60s or 70s or 80s and see where you are, what you like, what you're doing in the future. And pick the year to stop and step out into and learn about yourself and where you'll be. Done, come back to the present, and again, we'll step out on our path. And walk along your path, noticing perhaps who passes you, or who you pass, and which way they're going. Stop in the garden for a moment that may be along the path and be aware of the aromas, the textures and beauty of the flowers, and realize you're one of those flowers and that you are just as unique and beautiful as each of them is. You belong in the garden. Find a quiet place in the garden that feels good for you and just stretch out. And take a moment again to go through your body, loving the various organs and harmonizing them, filling your body with a loving light. If some parts need repair, to repair them. You're your best contractor. You know what you need and how to do it well and gently. Create the person you would like to be. And let that image be there in that mirror for you. And look out of the mirror at yourself. And ultimately fuse with that vision and that image. And become what you want to be. And then bring all of the people in your life together again. And to see how they feel about you. And share feelings and relationships. And heal them. And touch, hug, love and forgive, and bring everyone together to heal. And when that's done, realize that they all have paths to follow, and let them go their way, and you continue yours. Look ahead to that bright light and go towards it. And also, at times, stop and look at your shadow, because it has a lot to teach you also. then you can see the road ahead pretty clearly, so that you know what your next step in life will be. Stop and come back. Back to the room and the music and my voice and yourself. And always be aware of yourself. It is you. It is your blueprint, your program, your life. So come back to yourself. Alert and at peace and ready for the journey.